Namaste, Billabong. I hope all of you are doing well. Yesterday was Guru Purnima, the day every Shishya or learner pays tributes to his or her teacher, the Guru. Do you think we need a Guru in our life? What is the importance of Guru in our lives? I will narrate to you a short episode from the life of Swami Vivekananda. He was a learned man, self-taught, very intelligent. When he first visited Ramakrishna Paramhansa, he asked, "I have read the Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures several times. I lecture and give discourses on the Gita and Ramayana. Do I still need harbor of a saint? Do I still need a guru?" Ramakrishna didn't reply to Vivekananda's question. After a few days, Ramakrishna called upon Vivekananda and handed him a parcel to be delivered at a nearby village a few hours away by the sea route. Early morning, the boat and sailor would be ready, and all he needed to do was to go to the village and deliver the parcel to the designated person. Vivekananda agreed and decided to start early. He found the boat and the sailor ready to put out to sea. Suddenly, upon sitting in the boat, Vivekananda realized that he didn't know the road to the village. He inquired of the sailor, who had no clue either. Vivekananda decided to go back to his guru to ask him the shortest way to the village. Upon this, Ramakrishna said, "Narendra, this is my reply to the question you asked me when we met the first time. Today, you have the medium, which is the boat. You have the resource, which is the sailor. You have the road, in this case, the water route. You know what to do. You have to deliver the parcel. And you also know where to go. But you don't know the way. Likewise, you have read all the scriptures and you can conduct wonderful discourses on them. However, to realize the wisdom of scriptures, one needs a guru, someone who has already traversed the path so that he or she can guide you through the journey and encourage you not to give up." Dear children, choose a guru, mentor, or advisor wisely and stay blessed forever. Guru Gobind Do Khade, Kake Lagu Pai, Balihari Guru Aapki, Govind Diyo Bataye. If God and Guru both are standing together, whose feet should one touch? Of course, the Guru, because he is the one who's shown you the path to God. Love your gurus, respect them, and you will see that you go miles and miles successfully. Thank you. Have a wonderful week ahead.